So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today, I'm very delighted to have a guest. I believe our show is in Canada, but she's also lived in Europe. And she has a business of helping you just have more fun. So build more business, have more fun. Welcome, Lynn Jacob.
Thank you so much, Erica. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
And so where are you exactly?
Exactly. I'm in Montreal at the moment. I get around a lot, pretty much the eastern side of the country, but happen to be in Montreal today.
Is it cold?
It is. There's a white ground, but there's lots of sunshine and the heat works inside my condo.
Which is always important in Canada. You know, it's been like 35 degrees in the mornings here in California, Northern California, and my windows have been frozen in the mornings, and I'm just not used to that.
You know, when you said 35, of course, I just flashed with, oh, I wouldn't want that kind of heat, but
that's about as cold as it gets.
No, but 35 for us is 90 something, so.
Oh, and yeah, right, because I forgot. The numbers are different. So let's just chat a little bit about what do you think for entrepreneurs going into 2018? You said that you have some interesting ways of planning. You want to share with our listeners a little bit how they can plan more excellence into their year?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So as I mentioned when we were briefly chatting before, I work primarily with brick and mortar business owners. So primarily with construction workers. When you see my website, you'll go, oh my God, it's only for contractors. Not exactly true, but most of my clients are brick and mortar business owners. So that means that the spirituality that is the basis of everything I do when I'm training, it's kind of woo-woo for them, you know? And actually, just last week, one fellow who has been to, you know, some of my workshops and that sort of thing, but he is a manager, not a business owner. He said, Lynn, I heard on your webinar the other day, you talking about all this spirituality, and I know that metaphysical stuff, you know, I work with that too, but how do you get people in the construction industry to buy into that metaphysical stuff? And I said, well, first off, they're wanting help from me, or they wouldn't be in my room or on my webinar, right? And so then they're just open to it. That's it.
So how do you, I was kind of looking for some cues on.
Yeah, on the planning.
How do you, maybe just tell us how you create more for yourself as an entrepreneur.
Well, as I say, we got this brick and mortar thing. So I have a series of questions that I help people go through when they're in my programs. It's just answering all those questions. But if you take a look at, as you had mentioned, the way you do yours, which I love, just take a look at 3 years out from today. Describe it. What does it look like? What does it feel like? You know, what does it sound like? And I remember the first time I ever did mine, I've worked with mentors over the years as well. And the first time I ever did mine, I looked back and I went, I've been doing this most of my life. And then I saw that just from answering this, you know, series of questions about where do you want to be? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? You incorporate everything, your business, your finances, your physical health and well-being, your family, your social life. You incorporate and your spirituality and your intellectual side. You incorporate all of that into where I want to be. Then you break it down to a one-year plan. So you've got this big picture out there. Break it down. Then from the one-year plan, you break it down into, it's going to be four chunks of 3 months each, but you just carve out your first 3 months.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for that. That was a great, I really got the sense of it when you were chatting. So that was really good. I really appreciate that. I have one of my coaches, she's so fun. Her name is Eleanor. And she gave me a lesson on how to stop fearing the future. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
She's like, "What? How do you think about the future? And how do you get out of like worrying about the future and that kind of thing?" And I thought that was really fun too. So tell us a little bit about what inspires you and what motivates you.
for me at this point in my life, it's my grandchildren. Because there was a time when I didn't have grandchildren, right? And so it was just all about me getting into business for myself after I'd become a coach, and how am I going to turn this into a living, you know, where I can actually, you know, not have to have a job again. And so it went from that to all the people I was helping, you know, the employees of my clients even, was so fantastic. And then I remember one time I was on a plane coming home from the province where both of my daughters happened to be living. And it just dawned on me, you know, in my 3-year vision, I had a new role I was going to play. So that's another thing, is I help people break it down into all of the roles that they play. Nice. I was going to be a grandmother.
Wow.
So was that going to be for me?
I don't know if I'll ever be a grandmother, but it's technically possible. Well, it's not quite technically possible yet. They're too young, but at some point when they're a little bit older, well, I mean, I guess it's technically possible, but they're not quite ready yet. Maybe because they're still young, but I think maybe in about 10 years it's possible.
Yeah.
more probable.
I can't really say I was prepared for it. Not that I wasn't. I mean, my girls were in their 20s, but I just never thought about it. They were both married, but you know, I just didn't think about it. But their other parents, parent figures and all that, were asking them when they were going to get grandchildren. And people were asking me, I remember, and I'm saying, that's their issue. That's not mine.
Right.
When I found out they were pregnant, and both my girls are pregnant at the same time, within 5 weeks of each other, and the babies were born within 5 weeks of each other. Yeah. But it, yeah, so what motivation? Well, now it's, as those children are growing up, two of them are 10, yeah. One's 8, one's 3, and it's just so exciting. So I get to help all these business owners and help them become better parents and help them have more fun. And yes, that's helping their employees. Yeah. And at the same time, I get to have so much fun and freedom with these people and with my family and traveling. And
well, yeah. I'm so glad you could stop by. It's amazing how fast the show goes, isn't it?
Yes,
so, it is. So we're actually heading towards the end now. And if you could share with us maybe just how people can reach you, how they can find out more information.
Sure. They can go to my website at mljinternational.com. So that's just like Mary Lynn Jacob, mljinternational.com. And on there, when they get there, they'll have this pop-up of a fun survey that's helping them see if they're leaving any money on the table. That's a construction expression, but
how nice.
It's fun for everybody. And then awesome. If they want more information, just give me a call. You know, if they want to look at something, I do a diagnostic assessment of everyone's business, and that comes with an investment and also a 300% return on investment guarantee. But just that fun survey in itself is, that gives you free training. Actually, if you do that survey, you'll get free training to help you up your score.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming.
It's my pleasure, Erica. Thank you so much.